Welcome to Inside Michigan Business Podcast. This episode is made possible by Dell for Startups, providing solutions for all of your startup needs at special savings. Check out Dell's top business class PCs and accessories and register at startupnation.com/Dell to save on Dell's awesome lineup of best-in-class laptops, monitors, and accessories. All right, welcome to this edition of Inside Michigan Business. Today, focused on, frankly, when you talk about Inside Michigan Business, this is one of the most important organizations in the state of Michigan, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, otherwise known as the MEDC. We've got Fred Molnar joining us today. He's the Senior Vice President of Entrepreneurship and Innovation. We're happy to have him here. We want to learn more about you, Fred. We want to learn more about the MEDC and why and how we should be thinking about this important organization. Who do you serve? What do you do? How do I access the benefits of made available by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation if I'm an entrepreneur in the state? We're going to cover it all right here on Inside Michigan Business. Fred Molnar, Senior Vice President of Entrepreneurship and Innovation at the MEDC since July of 2015. Fred, tell us a little bit about yourself. We'd like to learn more about you and the MEDC, but let's start with you.
Sure. So Fred Molnar, and I am the Senior Vice President of Entrepreneurship and Innovation at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, obviously more commonly known as the MEDC. Been there for 8 years. I spent really my whole career in the private sector and the last 8 years at the MEDC. And what I do is I lead the Entrepreneurship and Innovation team, and our focus is early stage tech. Really, our primary objective is to diversify the Michigan economy. And we believe we can do that through what I consider homegrown technology, homegrown growth. And so we work a lot with the universities across the state of Michigan. We work with the various smart zones spread across the state. And of course, both angel investors and venture capital firms. So the MEDC is a very large organization. And quite frankly, I didn't even know what the MEDC was when I joined. Your listeners would be most familiar with the Pure Michigan campaign. That's probably the most popular thing that the MEDC does. But I've been in multiple meetings all over the state and asked, you know, what does the MEDC do? And there's a lot of blank stares. And so we do a lot of things. So business development. So if you figure there's a second stage company or a growth company that could be looking for a building to move to, they could be looking for talent, those sort of things. There's a group that does that. There's an attraction group that tries to attract businesses from other states to the state of Michigan and or other countries to the state of Michigan. There's a community development team. This goes to the argument of place versus business. It's great if you have a business, but if you don't like where you live, that's not worth a whole lot, and vice versa. If you have a beautiful place but no businesses. And so the MEDC focuses on both those entities, both business and place, or community, and tries to work together to build a place where Michiganders want to live.
That's really great. Fred, now you've been at the MEDC 8 years.
Correct.
And so you're probably by now getting familiar with your organization. And more than that, you're probably also sitting in a spot where you can really see the fruits of your labor too. I mean, you've been around long enough where you see a program get implemented, you see the success. That's an exciting thing. Michigan's gotten a lot of accolades lately. It's got to be an exciting time to be at the MEDC.
Oh my gosh, yes, especially in the space we're in. I mean, there's other areas I'm sure people are equally excited about. But technology, as everyone knows, it's embedded into everything now, right? You almost can't live without technology. And there's so many great ideas spread across the state that, quite frankly, there's more ideas and dollars to develop those ideas. And that's something that we at the MEDC are trying to help, certainly with the early stage funding. The group that I lead is 6 people, including myself, and our focus is purely on early stage technology. But there's other groups within the MEDC that are focused on traditional businesses, early stage startups.
Main Street, retail.
Exactly.
Right,
exactly.
Right. Real estate,
yep. There's a different group that focuses on that, and then growth businesses, et cetera.
Let's talk about some of those accolades that the state of Michigan has gotten. The most relevant to your department is that Detroit was crowned top emerging startup ecosystem recently. Boy, look at that. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think that probably caught a lot of people by surprise.
It did.
Yeah, and rightfully so. I mean, there's a lot of great things going on in Detroit. And not only Detroit, really across the whole state of Michigan.
Right.
But focusing on Detroit at this moment, yeah, it was recognized as the number one emerging startup ecosystem globally by Startup Genome, which is an amazing award. And there's multiple functions or multiple reasons for that. Certainly the number of startups that are there, the early stage financing, et cetera. So there's a lot going on within the city of Detroit in all areas of technology.
That's really exciting. I mean, that's dazzling. You know, it's one of those things that not only the best startup ecosystem in the country, best startup ecosystem in the world.
Yes.
I mean, that is really incredible.
Yep.
Well, I know we've got some really exciting companies here. And again, in your focus, those are fast growth, high tech, VC backed, typically startup type companies. And one of the things that's critical to fueling success of the companies that you serve and where your focus is access to venture capital. And we all know that over the last 2-3 years, we've seen a really strong, great acceleration in venture capital investments into companies, venture capital under management here in the state, deals getting done, et cetera. That's a big game changer and a big part of why Detroit was recognized as it was.
Yeah, but Michigan in general was recently recognized as the fastest growing state for venture capital. And that in itself is another amazing statistic.
Right.
Back in 2016, it was about $300 million. And now in 2020, $3.1 billion with a B. Huge increase. And I think one of the reasons we within the MEDC, we play at an earlier stage in that. We have multiple programs, early stage funding programs, et cetera, that are pre-angel and pre-venture capital. Sort of an area that is very high risk. And venture firms and angel groups really don't want to play there yet because it's way too risky.
Right.
And that's where the state has really filled in and I think made a significant difference. And I think those programs that we have are like a feeder system into the angel groups and the venture capital groups. And I think that's one of the reasons why venture capital has really exploded in the state of Michigan.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't have a venture capital community of any kind of meaning or relevancy if you don't have companies getting seed funding, getting off the ground, getting launched, and proving some key metrics in the early, early going. That's what your capital does. In the absence of that, you'd have many fewer companies to choose from that even qualify for venture capital, and you'd have less interest from the venture capitalists in being here and looking at Michigan companies. But because of your funding, it's a really exciting and dynamic ecosystem. Now, we know that success breeds success. You have some headliner successes. You get the Duo Security in Ann Arbor. That great story. There's several others. We've got unicorns growing in our midst right now here in the state of Michigan as a result of the funding and the culture and the spirit of entrepreneurship. When it all comes together and culminates, it gets to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, Michigan has really 5 unicorns, which is unusual in itself. That's another statement. And they get the press, which I understand because they're billion-dollar companies now.
Right. Headliners.
Yeah. But the thing that I like is there's equal access across the whole state of Michigan. Like, for example, if you've ever been up to the Keweenaw Peninsula up in the UP, it's as far north as you can get in the state of Michigan, right? And up there, there's a company called Orbion Space Technologies that is developing plasma thrusters for satellites. They have a building. They're building another building.
They want to launch rockets there, right?
They're hiring all kinds of people. Yeah, and this is a legitimate, full-blown company in the highest tech you can imagine and moving satellites around in space, and that's up in the Keweenaw Peninsula. So this is happening all over the state, from there down to Detroit, all the way out, you know, to Western Michigan and everywhere in between.
Really, really exciting. Are there other examples that you feel particularly proud of, companies born from programs you guys have rolled out and initiated, the programs that they've taken advantage of, and to your credit, they've made it because of those programs?
Yeah, I think there's another one that I like to focus on. It's called Delphinus Medical Technologies. They're based in Novi now. But the thing about Delphinus is they're working on an alternative breast cancer detection system, where typically a mammogram, of course, there's compression, there's x-rays and radiation, et cetera. Their system uses ultrasound, 3D ultrasound. And it's an amazing system. There's no compression, there's no anything. And yet this could augment breast cancer detection, in some ways replace it. And that company now started up in the ecosystem. It was a spin-out from Wayne State University. It was an idea that developed through multiple programs, not only within the MEDC, but the company resided in an incubator that the MEDC has that I oversee, which is called the Michigan Life Science Innovation Center. And now they're a freestanding company in Novi, hiring all kinds of people. But the beauty of it is that technology could make a significant difference in diagnosis. And so it's not only a great economic development story, it's a human story.
It's the best of all worlds, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a great, great technology that's going to help humanity and it's going to help our state's economy and culture here. That's a good one. Certainly, I've been following that company, and that's a great success story. If I'm a startup company, let's just take an example, obviously hypothetical, but let's say I'm a startup company. I've got a good idea. I've got my company opened. Don't have funding yet. I need two things. I need some early seed funding, and I need some mentorship of some kind. I need some facilitation. I need some help. I need some support. If I come to the MEDC or call the MEDC, how are you going to route me? What are some things specifically available to me?
Yeah, I'd be glad to explain that because I think we can help. So the state is blessed in that we have 20 what are called smart zones. And your listeners may not be familiar with these, but these are legislatively approved, geographically defined areas. Essentially, they're research parks. And within that geographic area, they can actually collect a tax base. And those dollars have to be used for high-tech, innovative support. Okay, so some of your listeners in southeastern Michigan might be familiar. Some of the smart zones would be Automation Alley, the Centropolis at LTU, Tech Town in Detroit, Ann Arbor Spark would be one. And there's 20 of these spread across all over the state of Michigan. And so in the example you listed, I would recommend that they go to the local smart zone, okay, and their responsibility is to then listen to that company, basically triage what they want to do and what their needs are, and then either locally connect them or connect them to the programs that we have at the MEDC that are statewide programs, which would be early stage funding, et cetera.
And so then continuing on, let's say the business evolves, it graduates from that stage. How many programs are offered along the continuum, the trajectory, the evolution of a startup? I move out from the seed stage. I've got my seed funding. I've validated my business plan. Maybe I'm starting to earn revenue now, and I'm ready to go for some venture capital. Kind of pick it up from there, if you would, and tell us about other programs all the way through until I get that phone call that we want to acquire your company.
Well, there's multiple programs that we have. We have a thing called a Subway Map, and your users, if they go to the MEDC website, can actually see the programs that we have, the complete programs. I'm talking all the way from an idea at a university all the way through the university program to when that idea spins out of the university as a company, and then the company all the way through venture capital. If a company is listening here, there's actually a website location where you can actually plug in what you want to do, and it'll actually direct you to the right solution. But in the question you asked, it would depend on actually where the company's at. So there is technical support. So we do work really closely with the Small Business Development Center, also known as the SBDC Tech Team. So they have a group of individuals that are very talented, and they have very focused areas. So some may be on finance, some may be on life sciences, some may be on leadership, et cetera. And they can actually come in and work with the company for no charge. This is handled through the MEDC, so we actually pay them. And they come in and work with the company and get them to the point, hopefully, where they can have a really strong pitch deck and get to the point and get them connected to either angel groups or venture capital groups. So that's one of the assets that we have. So our group that I lead are six of us. And the way we accomplish things are through our partners. And one of those partners would be an example of the SBDC tech team. There's others. We have a group that helps write SBIRs, STTRs, if you're familiar with those. Mm-hmm. Those are federal grants.
Grant programs, right.
Those are non-dilutive dollars. Mm-hmm. So there's almost a parallel ecosystem in the federal government. And we actually have a program that matches federal dollars.
Let me ask you this question, this tough question, but I think an important one. You mentioned a lot of people don't know what the MEDC is. I think that's unfortunately true. I mean, it would be wonderful to celebrate the amazing work that you guys do. I think one of the issues is that the funding ultimately comes from the taxpayers, right, in the state of Michigan, ultimately.
That's a correct statement in the early stage. So our pre-seed fund is taxpayer dollars. That's a correct statement. Obviously, once you get past that into angel and venture, that's private sector dollars.
Fred, tell us, I think a lot of people listening to the program are going to want to know, where does the funding to support the MEDC programs come from?
So our programs in entrepreneurship and innovation, 80% of it comes from state appropriations. There's a couple other funding ways, which is a corporate budget and what's called a permanent fund, but about 80% of our dollars is actually appropriated through the legislature to our group.
And ultimately, that funding comes from the taxpayer in the state of Michigan.
That's correct.
So it's taxpayers supported ultimately.
That's correct.
Again, you're talking about your department, but the MEDC more broadly, it's supported by funding that comes from where?
Both state appropriations and corporate dollars. And those corporate dollars, a lot of those dollars come from the Indian casino gambling.
So from the taxpayer standpoint, and this gets to this issue of not a lot of people understanding what the MEDC is, why do we have it, why do our tax dollars go there? I think many might, unfortunately, see the MEDC and those building these unicorns and, you know, all these innovative people, the various programs that support this part of our economy, this part of our community, they see it as a little bit elitist. You know, it's like not for everyone. So why do I even need to bother? Why do I need to know? Well, a lot of answers to that. Certainly, we know about the importance of small business and in particular, high-tech small businesses, hiring people that contribute to the taxpayer base here significantly. They contribute to the culture here. They further foster innovation and all the rest. How do you guys answer that question, though? Why do I need to support the MEDC?
Yeah, a great question. So I think there's multiple answers there. We had a study done about 3-4 years ago that shows that every $1 that the MEDC puts in the entrepreneurship tech space, I can't speak for the rest, almost $5 comes back in taxes. Okay, so it's definitely on the positive side of the equation.
There you go.
Yep. And so from a tax-based perspective—
Right, that's a dollar-for-dollar kind of answer right there.
Yes, right. And the other one, of course, is you can look at generational wealth, right? Someone who makes some money and then they can either pass it on or they further invest in the economy, et cetera. So there are a lot of reasons. And of course, the main reason is economic development, right? It's a creation of jobs. And the beauty about tech jobs are traditionally they're at a higher salary, right, than a traditional job. And so the jobs that are created through this mechanism are typically higher paying.
Yeah, and that's a really important answer. That's one part of the answer. And I'll tell you just more generally, I can also add, I think that many of us don't really look at the tech community and the, you know, the high tech community. Again, that's not something I need to really know that much about. But the reality is, you talk about Delphinus earlier. That's a perfect example. There's a company not only one day perhaps delivering great rewards to the shareholders of the company and employing people and all the rest, but here kicking out a product that's going to help detect breast cancer, save lives, improve the quality of life, and so on. That's where innovation and technology and the support of that community really does come back to touch all of our lives. There would be no cell phones without venture capital. There'd be no search capability on the internet if there'd be an internet at all without venture capital, and on it goes. I mean, you know, so not only do we get a great return on this investment at the state level, as you mentioned, we also kick out innovation that improves the quality of our lives.
Absolutely. And it's hard to quantify that, right?
It is.
Yep.
It is absolutely hard to quantify it. But I think everyone can understand and embrace, when you put it in those terms, you know, how important all of this is to the Michigan economy. Well, now let's tackle another tough subject, if you will. And that is this. Great accolades for the state of Michigan. Lots of venture capital now in the state available to companies here. Lots of great things happening. But the reality is we have faced a time like no other for small businesses where it's gotten really tough. I mean, and it's going to get tougher, whether it's the supply chain issues or it's issues from inflation or before that, the pandemic. And many polls indicate that small businesses believe that the threats from inflation are even tougher than those suffered as a result of the pandemic. So really tough times facing Michigan small businesses. And in fact, a recent study by Alignable indicates that the state of Michigan is number 2 on a chart of small businesses who, when polled, believe they're at risk of not making it through the end of this year. Actually, the poll shows by fall, 52% of all Michigan small businesses, certainly a percentage of those being in, quote unquote, your department, high tech, small businesses are running scared these days. They're certainly challenged.
Yes. And I think that's really mainly more traditional businesses.
It is. It is.
I believe would be feeling like that because, in my opinion, as I go around the ecosystem, the tech ecosystem, there's still tremendous optimism here. And even during the pandemic, when we thought things would really, really go down and the tech ecosystem stayed pretty level, if not improved. And, you know, one of the unintended consequences was the whole life sciences area actually dramatically increased in the state of Michigan because the focus now turned to COVID and
yes.
the solutions to COVID, et cetera. And of course, ideas come out of that. And so the life sciences area within the state of Michigan actually went up during COVID. And so that's an example. So I do agree that there is potentially tough times ahead, but I think from the tech ecosystem side, there's not as much concern as there would be in a traditional business sense.
Interesting point. And to further add to that, part of the reason may be that a lot of these fast growth tech companies, they don't focus on revenue right away. First, they focus on perfecting their and validating their business model, their research, you know, their technology, their product offering, ultimately, whatever that is. And so they do a lot of that by securing investor dollars. And so the good news is, as you mentioned, a lot of venture capital now available here in the state of Michigan, and a lot of capital still on the sidelines waiting to be deployed. And so inflation doesn't directly affect them in the form of impacting sales the way it might, for example, a Main Street business.
Exactly. Excellent point. Again, the area that we focus on in entrepreneurship innovation is very early stage. So there's a lot of companies that are still, you know, one and two people examples, right? And then they grow hopefully into 10, 20, and 40, and 50, and onwards. But I want to circle back real quick on the venture capital thing because we just launched a brand new program called SSBCI 2.0. And we have $75 million. So the MEDC through the MSF has $75 million. And we are going to become limited partners with venture capital firms. Okay. And those firms we're looking at are related to the MEDC strategic plan. So, for example, life sciences and medical device and mobility and advanced manufacturing, those type areas where some venture firms are not investing, like take advanced manufacturing, for example, the old saying, hardware is hard, right? There's a lot of things you mentioned, the supply chain, et cetera. So there's a lot of potential hurdles to get over in advanced manufacturing, starting up a company. But we are going to become limited partners in venture firms in the state of Michigan that are going to invest in advanced manufacturing companies because we believe that's a fundamental focus of the state of Michigan. It's what made Michigan great and built Michigan. And so that $75 million, if we team up with pick whatever venture capital firm X, they have to raise equal amount. So if we put in 10
million. It's like a matching fund.
Exactly. Yeah. So we put in 10 million, they have to raise 10 million. So
right.
that 75 million will at a minimum become $150 million.
Right. A dollar spends like two for you guys.
Exactly. And that will all be pumped back into the ecosystem, the tech ecosystem here in the state of Michigan.
That's a good program. Really exciting. So in effect, you could claim you're going to impact the ecosystem with $150 million of financing that wouldn't otherwise be available.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's really exciting.
Yep.
Are there specific sectors that you mentioned? Life sciences, of course, you mentioned advanced manufacturing, mobility, but are there others that, you know, may not be so obvious that you're starting to see emerge and that you guys really want to focus on fostering?
Yes. Great. Because we have what we would consider core industries across the state of Michigan. And I mentioned those, which are life science, medical device, advanced manufacturing, mobility, transportation, things that you would imagine what Michigan is really good at, right? But one of the upcoming emerging areas is outdoor recreation, or what we're calling rec tech. Obviously, the state of Michigan, we're blessed with the Great Lakes
right.
and Northern Michigan,
right,
all the things.
Right.
And there's a lot of innovation yet to be done in outdoor recreation, either making it more accessible to people with disabilities, or in clothing materials.
Who would have thought? That's really cool.
Yeah. Yep.
It's not just the heady kind of, you know, there's a little bit of fun going on here too.
Absolutely. And we're hoping to make that more accessible to everyone.
That's really exciting, Fred. That's great. And the reason I asked the question and I got the answer that was, you know, even more delighting than I thought it would be. But that makes the point that, you know, a lot of times we talk about high tech and it's elitist and it's very, you know, it's very exclusive. But the reality is, there you go, rec tech. Rec tech is high tech. And if you've got an idea for a recreational product you want to bring out into the market, you want to do it here in the state of Michigan, there's an opportunity for you.
Absolutely. Very exciting. And we're really looking forward to getting this off the ground.
So let's talk about looking into our crystal balls here, kind of where we think the state of Michigan might go. I mean, we've had amazing progress. We wouldn't be having this conversation anywhere near this conversation 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Is this a snapshot in time? Or do you think we're really onto something here? We're going to continue to see growth. What's exciting you and what concerns you?
I think we're definitely on a path of growth. I mean, when I see the last 8 years and I've seen the improvement in the ecosystem, and what I mean by that is everyone working together. Originally, there were a bunch of silos, and I get it. You know, everyone was, you got Western Michigan, you got Southeastern Michigan, you got the UP, et cetera. But I think we, as in through the MEDC, are trying to pull everyone together to be pointed in the same direction. And it doesn't matter if a company spins up in Grand Rapids or it spins up in Birmingham, right? It impacts the state of Michigan. And that's the attitude we've been taking of trying to pull everyone together. So I'm very encouraged that this is going to continue at the path it's on. Certainly, I think the money is going to be there. I think venture capital realizes what the state of Michigan has and the ideas we have and the great ideas. And so between those two things, I really think it's going to be full steam ahead. As far as concerns, obviously the macro concern is the economy in general and where that's going to go. And, you know, you could be a doomsday or not. Who knows where that's going? And I guess we're going to find out.
When you go around the country and you say to people, when you think of the state of Michigan, what do you think about in the context of business? We're still the auto state. You know, I think largely people still see us that way, and we're happy to be that, proud to be that. But we also want to broaden our economic base, obviously. We want to be known for more than that. And of course, when you talk about the auto industry, someone can mention auto industry very generally, and that they think that means that's where my car came from. But when you really take a deep look at it, even the auto industry is now a high-tech industry. It used to be a manufacturing industry, a Rust Belt economy. It's where we made cars, banged hammers, you know, pulled out the welding machine. Made cars, but still there's an aspect of that going on here. But I think much more to the point, certainly it falls into your department now, it's a high-tech industry. And so I just love to think that in the future, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, ask people about the state of Michigan, ooh, that's a high-tech place.
You nailed our objective. That's exactly what we're trying to do, because I think you've described it perfectly. When we've actually talked to people outside of state, like California, they ask someone, what do they say? Auto.
Right.
Bingo. I mean, it's just like it's ingrained into them. And they also say manufacturing, we make stuff, which is true. We do make really good stuff.
And proud to do that.
Yes, exactly. But we can't rely on. So I grew up downriver. And when I was a kid, all of my friends, dads and families worked in the automobile industry, either for one of the big three at that time or one of the suppliers. Right. And I saw back in the 70s, when the initial Japanese, at that time, Japan invasion of, that's what they called it, right, of the Japanese cars coming in. And then the recessions and everything and the devastation around us and all their dads laid off and everything. And it was terrible. And when I saw that, my objective is, like I said, to diversify the Michigan economy so we don't have to go through that pain anymore. I mean, I think we all know eventually there has to be some sort of downturn. There just has to be.
Oh, of course. We're going to go through ups and downs along the way.
Right, right. And hopefully what we're doing at the MEDC and other groups across the state by diversifying the Michigan economy will smooth that out. You know, the old saying, I'm old enough to remember when they said, the country catches a cold, Michigan catches a flu.
Right, the flu, right, sure.
Right. And I'm hoping we can avoid that.
I think we're well on our way, much to the credit of organizations like MEDC and people like you, Fred, who are passionate about their work here, passionate about the state of Michigan. We really appreciate you coming on. More than that, though, we certainly appreciate the fine work, the important work you and the MEDC are doing here in the state of Michigan. Thank you for being on with us today, Fred.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. And if any of your listeners want more information on our programs, and we have a lot of them,
please
go to michiganbusiness.org/entrepreneurship. And there'll be examples and how to access these programs.
All right. One of our goals here is to make sure more people know about the MEDC and know what it is that you guys offer and take advantage of those great programs. It's an amazing organization. We're proud to have you guys here. All right. That wraps up this episode of the Inside Michigan Business Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to receive programming notifications and special event announcements by going to insidemichiganbusiness.com. Follow us on your favorite social media platform and wherever podcasts are downloaded. Thank you for listening.